just start, you can tell me, were you born in Davidson?
Well, I was born 3 miles from here.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I began school out here at the grade of 4. And Lizzie Jenkins was she was the principal of the school. It was a little school down here with 3 classrooms. There were 3 teachers, Jenkins, Brown, and Balkum. So, I don't remember now how many was in our class, but quite a few. So, I stayed there until 7th grade.
At the small school?
Yeah, it's a small school.
Did that school have a name? Do you remember any?
No, just Davidson Grady School, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't remember, yeah. And then after they built this building up here, then we eventually went up there. I don't remember the year that building was built either, but the cornerstone's on there on the far end.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Do you know why they built a big school?
Well, they had more kids coming in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, that's the only reason I could see, because you couldn't go to the white elementary, you know. Wasn't integrated then, but we integrated this school here. There were 4 of us, 2 girls and 2 boys, and we went to the white elementary school twice a week. Professor Ives was the principal over there, and he and Mrs. Jenkins got together somehow. So 4 whites came here and 4 of us went there, and that was long before they kind of started integrating. So I can say we started that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you were one of those first 4?
Yeah, I was one of the first 4.
What was that like?
Well, it was okay. They taught us history, math, and 1 class of Spanish. But I never did pick up on the Spanish. not too fast. But those were the subjects that we took over there, and that was twice a week. Mrs. Jenkins was good. She was a good teacher. She was really a principal. When she gave you your subjects to bring in for the next day, she meant to have those things in. Don't say I forgot. I this, I that. You know. One of those subjects. If you didn't get it, then bring it in. You set your butt down right there in the classroom and you got it.
Huh.
Yeah.
So she was really strict.
She was really strict. That's right. Yeah.
Did you ever get in trouble for not, did you yourself ever have any problems with that?
Oh, for being rude in the classroom, talking and running my mouth when I should have been listening, you know, sure. That's another thing she would do. She would put the whip on you.
Really?
Yeah, she'd whip you. She used hickory, you know. Didn't use no straps or nothing. She used the real hickory. And I used to bring hickories to school, knowing I was going to get whipped with one of them. Well, that's what she asked me to do, because I was a country boy, you know. We had plenty of them. So, get these long dogwoods and shred all the leaves off of them, plait them together. Oh boy, and that was it. Oh yeah, but I didn't get enough.
You didn't get enough?
No, I didn't get enough. Not the way things are now, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, kids now don't get any whippings. And you can't whip your own. So that's, if I'd have gotten more, it may be meaner. Yeah. I don't understand the law no. Mrs. Zink was here. I'm sure she and Professor Ives, they'd turn that law around. Well, you can't whip kids in school. What are they going there for? They're going there to learn. If you can't discipline, how are they going to learn? They'll run over you. And the parents better not whip one now. The parents whip a child now. All they got to do is go tell the police. Take them to jail. Abuse. Yeah, I'm going to feed one and clothe them and can't spank them if I want to. Abuse. That's the law. It's terrible.
So you said you were a country boy. Tell me about where you lived and how did you get to school? Did you walk to school every day?
We had to walk. Yeah, 3 miles. Yeah, just 3 miles every day. Rain, shine, sleet, or snow. It had to be awful stormy before we could stay at home. There were three of us. I had another brother and a sister. My dad says, you're going to work, you go to school? No, Papa. Oh, yes, you're going to school. Get up and go. Well, it suited me. I'd rather be over here in school to be at home with him, because he'd have me doing chores around it. And I wouldn't be too particular about doing. But I have to do it. Yeah, so I enjoyed it.
Did your parents go to this school, too?
No.
Or anybody?
No. Mm-mm. They were only four of us. I had two sisters to go, but one moved out. Went to Lenora Hickory or something. No, I believe she went to Washington, D.C. And my other sister, well, we attended school out here. I graduated from this school right here. Graduated from the 11th grade. And down at Cornelius, they had the 12th grade down there. So I went down there for half a year, you know. So I got tired of it and just quit, you know.
But most people would do another year in Cornelius after they graduated here?
Yeah. Okay.
What year did you graduate, do you remember?
1941.
Now, you said you started this school in 8th grade?
7th. Yeah, well, 8th grade, yeah, because of graduated from here in 7th grade and started in 8th, yeah.
And was that just the first year it was open?
Yeah, right.
Do you remember when they were building it and everything? Was that?
No, I don't know. That's why I told you it's on the cornerstone on the far end of the building.
Right, but I mean, do you remember, not just the year, but do you remember when there were people here working on it? And do you remember what it was like in the community when they were, you know, building a new school, because it's a pretty big building to be putting up.
Yeah. Well, now, you know where the middle part of it is? The far end is an old building, and this here was added on later. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was that pretty exciting, though, to be going to this three-room school and then to be seeing this other
community? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Everybody smiled. Sure. It was great to have a new school going up. And we had a basketball team. It was, now, Mrs. Jenkins was older basketball team. That was, we had two professors here. Professor Harris is out of Charlotte, and then we had Professor Poe. He was out of Charlotte, too. But Mrs. Jenkins had retired at that time. So we had, there were 7 or 8 different teachers.
Did any of them stand out to you as being really the people that you remember well and influencing your education?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They thought I was halfway tops, you know. Mm-hmm. I wasn't no expert, but I wasn't a dummy either. Yeah, Miss Jenkins called me her boy. Yeah. Yeah, there was the basketball team and the glee club. We had a glee club. We went from school to school all over Mecklenburg County. You know, sang songs. And, you know, just had a good time. Yeah, we had a good time.
So you were part of the glee club?
Yeah. Yep. I was part of some everything that went on.
What other things? What other kind of things went on? Activities. And
well, nothing but that. Well, we had no other activity, really. Glee club and basketball. That's about all we had.
So who was the leader of the glee club?
Well, she was a lady. See, they had two or three leaders now. I don't know which one.
I didn't know if that was Miss Jenkins or...
Oh, you mean the teacher? Yeah, that's Miss Jenkins. Yeah. Yeah, she was the pianist at Augustus. I believe the piano. Yeah, she could play it too. Yeah. Yeah, she was head of the Greek club. Oh, we had speaking, what you call them, essays, or isn't that what you call it?
Forgiving speeches?
Yeah. Well, recite poems.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we had that going on, too.
So you go around and do that?
Yeah.
Do you remember any, was there like a school song or anything like that that the glee club would sing, or any special songs?
Yeah, they had. Oh, we had special songs, but I can't remember them now. Man, that's been years. That's been years. We had one student in there that recited the poem you've probably heard of, "Live in the House Beside the Road and Be a Friend to Me." She really spit it out. Her name was Ruth Biles. Yeah. She won top honors in that. Oh, that we went over to the Presbyterian Church, over the auditorium. Each one had a speech. Yeah. It was great. Great days.
Did you have a favorite subject at school?
Yeah. I like science.
Really?
Yeah. I like science. But I always said if I had gone on to school, could have made it, I was going to be a doctor. And that's what I like. I like science. I lived on a farm. We had lots of chickens. Sometimes you see a hen or a rooster walk close to the barn lot with a big crow, you know. I'd kiss the joker and cut that crow open and take the food out and get a needle, black thread, and some turpentine. You know, soak that thread in turpentine and sew them back up.
Really?
And then out of one died. Never died.
So you were a doctor.
I love that shit. Have some with a broken toe, I do the same thing. You put a splint on it, tape it up, turn them loose.
For the chickens?
Yeah. Yep. Huh. But I had to do something. That's what I had in my mind of being a doctor, so I'm gonna start out here. Yeah.
So what was the science classes like at the school?
Well, now, let's see. Environmental. We tested water. They salmon fish, we bicep frogs, snake I didn't bother with. But some of the kids did. Some of them weren't afraid of snake, but I didn't want to be bothered with them jokers. But those are the kind of things we done. You know. And some of them went out and caught butterflies, such stuff as that, you know. But it's been such a long time, I can't remember a whole lot of stuff.
Did you have classes that were mainly like, you know, science, history, like that, or were there also classes that were more practical? You know what I mean, like learning how to do certain skills? Or...
Well, we got most of that from the book, you know. You read something, and then you just go out and try to do it, you know. It's like something you read, you know.
But you didn't have classes like, you know, like shop class, or, you know, like, I think they call them, they had like textile and industry, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah. We had that too. There were a lot of textile plants here. That's really what was all around here. See, up that way, you all building that. That old, remodeling that old cotton mill up there. We got the depot sign on.
Right.
Well, I worked there for 7-8 years, you know, after school. And that's a textile. And this down here, the storage place, that's an asbestos, you know. And there was a place down here, was the old oil mill, where they ground cotton seed, you know, made cottonseed meal. That's all was around here. Didn't have all this mess like they got now. You know. See, every door down in Cornelius is an eating place. We didn't have that.
So you would go over to the mill after school?
Yeah.
And work?
Yeah. Yep. And on Saturdays.
Did a lot of people do that?
Yeah. Well, they had regular... They had regular people working there, but school kids could go there and, you know, just to make them a few change, you know, a few dollars. And something to go out here and play out in the street with. Some girl come by and you want to make a pass at her, well, you got to have a little money in your pocket to jingle. Yeah.
Did you have a girlfriend in high school when you were at this school?
Yeah, more than one.
More than one?
Yeah. Yep.
What kind of stuff did you do, you know, socially? What kind of stuff did kids at the school do?
Well, we went to, mostly went to movies. Sometimes they'd have a little dance in the school. A little. Let us have a dance in there once in a while, you know. As long as everybody was nice and didn't cut up, carry on, you know. But most of the movies, there's a movie uptown right where the Gulf Service Station is. And then there was one in Cornelius, just after you getting into the town on your left, down there was an old antique shop. There was a movie there. And we could go to Motors, the old head of the car, could find us, you know. There's two taxis, would carry us to Motors, drop us off for a quarter each. They'd take as many as 5 for a quarter each and come back after us 10:30, 11 o'clock when the movie was over. So we got around pretty good. I had a car. Yeah. So we done. Oh, we lived. A whole lot cheaper. Didn't make as much money, but a lot cheaper. The money we make now doesn't go anywhere. Yeah. You go out here and break a $20 bill, you might as well let it all go right then. You can't say I'm going to keep this for tomorrow, because there's no such thing as tomorrow. Before you can get back, it's gone. That's the way it is.
So you said most students would work after school, you think?
Yeah.
Some kind of, what kind of different things would they do?
Well, a lot of them worked, especially this time of year, breaking leaves. Some of the girls would go in and clean up the house for the professors. The professors hired most anybody that wanted to work. You know, they'd give them something to do.
Was your school the same schedule back then as it is now, like in terms of different months of the year and the times of the day and stuff like that?
Yeah, we were school opened at 8 o'clock, get up at 4. Just like it is now. Yeah.
Were there any big holidays or big events at the school or anything?
Oh, have egg cracks, you know, Easter time. Yeah, this town would be. Our farm, 3 miles from here. My parents owned a 66-acre tract. And they would come out on Easter. This time would be, they walked, you know. And the road would be full. Going over to old Charlie Connor's farm. Going to have an egg hunt. And shoot, man, they'd be 15 or 20 dozen eggs hid all around, you know. The younger kids, they're the ones that enjoyed it more, you know. And they, you turn them loose. Oh, man. Yeah, we had some good times. And it was good at Christmas time here at school, because we had, you know, we used to pull names. Especially the ones that are in the house classes, we pull names. Everybody bring the gift there, exchange gifts. Had a big time. Have ice cream, cake, and fruit, all kind of fruit, nuts. You know, it was great. Can't have that now though. Kids have Christmas every day. That's what makes it so bad. We only had that Christmas time, like once a year. But kids have Christmas all the time. That's the same thing with dying eggs. We used to dye eggs for kids. They'd appreciate it, but now they don't want no dyed eggs. They'll take them and throw them up and down the street, bust them up. I think the world living a little too fast.
I agree.
Yeah, that's right. Too fast.
So you would walk every morning. You'd leave real early and walk to school, and then after you would work, you'd go back and it'd probably be dark already.
Now, deep on in the winter, yeah, it would be dark. Yeah. Well, see, there were chores that we had to do. See, we had 4 milk cows, we had about 8 or 10 hogs, we had 3 horses, and all those things had to be fed when we went back in, you know. We had plenty of feed that farm, but sometimes if my dad wasn't too tired or hadn't worked too much in the field or the woods or something, and he'd go and feed them. But ordinarily, we had to do it when we got out of school. Used to get out of school and play around out here instead of getting home, knowing what we had to do. I've left this hill right here, a little path around through here. I've left this road here, right, this hill, me and my brother, and trot all the way home. 3 miles, that wasn't nothing for an old farm boy like us. We were tough anyway. Well, reason why we had to trot, because we didn't get, we didn't, see, when, if we had got, had one home when we got out of school, we wouldn't have had all that to do. But proud of it now.
Now, how did you do all your homework and everything? You had getting home after work, chores?
We had kerosene lights, lamps. Yep.
Did you have a lot of homework, do you think?
My biggest problem was math. Yeah. Now, as far as the history, I didn't care anything about history anyway, because I never did believe in history. I didn't believe it all though.
What do you mean you didn't believe?
What was the point in me trying to learn what happened back in when Methuselah was born? And this is George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. All that stuff needs to be thrown out. George Washington lied just like everybody else. Gee, and cutting down the cherry tree. Well, some of the history is okay, but the whole lot of it, I think it's useless. Because young people don't need it. They ain't getting nothing out of that. You know. What you see in history?
Me?
Yeah.
Some of it, I think, is you can learn from, you know. You can see trends in history that, you know, you can see them again now.
Yeah.
Different things like that. But I think a lot of it, I never been that interested myself. You know?
Okay.
It seems just like a lot of facts.
Yeah, that's right. That's the way it is.
But like this interview is part of a history class where we're doing, trying to put down a history of this school.
Yeah.
Because it seems like there's something important there that to remember.
Yeah, well, and if I had more time and had more thought about it, I could probably put a little more to it. But man, from 41 to now,
what do you think is important about this school? What do you think is needs to be, you know, part of the history for even for the kids today?
But I think they should have let the kids go on here instead of busing them with Charlotte or North Mac or somewhere. There were enough of kids here to support that school, to take up. And just like over here now, the county, the town, or the college, or whoever runs this thing, built that great big school over there. That they didn't really need that school, you know. So they cut this one completely out. And they got a little Head Start class in there. Of course, you know about that. And I don't know. Don't want them to mix up too much, and they're going to do it anyway. So there's no point in trying to keep them from it.
Now tell me a little bit about how that happened, when they started integrating and busing and all that. Do you remember how it happened with this school?
No. Not really. Just woke up one morning, and there they were. It had been planned long before, to tell you the truth. It was planned long before we knew about it. You know. What you call cut and dried, all this stuff was cut, was worked out before they told any of us about it. You know. That's, I don't know, I guess it was the college or the county. But everything happens here is a college anyway. So you know that. They run it. They run this town. So I guess that's the way it happened. But It wasn't no whole lot of headaches. Some of the older people grumbled and growled, you know. I think the kids enjoyed it. They liked it. A lot of them never rode a bus before anyway, so they liked that. Yeah. I don't hear them complaining now at all. And most all of the older people on this side of the track, they're dead. Yeah. Most of them are dead. And a lot of them on the other side of the track are dead.
Why'd they grumble and growl?
Well, because they thought it was nasty for them to close the school down and bust the kids somewhere else. That was the main issue.
So people really wanted this school to stay?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yeah. The older heads, they wanted to stay. And the older white heads over there, they wanted to stay too, a lot of them, because they didn't want them over there. The law changed. I guess that's why so many of them passed on.
Now, why do you think the people in this part of town care so much about that school staying open?
Well, because they figured it would be some confusion if they left here and went over to the white school. That's why they wanted to stay over here. And then they wouldn't let the white kids come over here. That's another part. I guess it's better that they've done what they did. Now see now where they're gonna build a big God. Big God's building. Somewhere here in town.
Did you see that? A big arch?
Arch.
I think I heard that.
Money talking there. That's what it is.
On Harvard Street.
Mm-hmm. You got the money, you can get in there, but if you don't have the money, it's just too bad.
7,500 per year. Mm-hmm.
That's small.
Yeah. So, was this school a community center in a way, even when it was, you know, just a school with, was it a place where the community gathered and stuff?
Yeah, we
had a lot of pride.
Had a center, yeah, we had a community center right down here. Go down and have games, have debates, have private meetings, whoever wanted, you know. Yeah, it was well fixed.
But it sounds, too, like, you know, you were saying about how that everybody wanted to keep this school open. It sounds like there's a lot of people who had a lot of pride in the A. Jenkins School.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. A lot of people, far and near. You know, but as I said, the older heads are all dead, you know, and the younger younger kids were under me, I'll say. So I ain't no young baby. So they don't have much thought about it.
But why do you think the older generation had more concern for it?
Well, because it was here. They enjoyed it when it was being built, and then they just think about throwing it away, as they say, you know.
So then, those who don't remember the time before it, then they don't value it as much.
No, that's right. That's right.
Do you think that the other school that was here before it was, how did they compare, like the two schools?
Well, they were glad to get rid of the older school. You know, it wasn't nothing but just a straight 3-room school. You know, it had a big long front porch on it, and it was heated by coal, wood or coal. So, yeah, everybody was glad to see it go. And this was much, everything was so much better, you know. They had a lot of visitors come here, and you have to take them around and show them your building and be proud of it if you want to say. But this other old shack, I didn't want to even be seen with them. Yeah.
Did you have a lot better supplies and teachers and everything about the school was better, you say?
Yeah, everything better. Well, we eventually had, we had 1, 2, 3. We had 3 of the old teachers were still here. And then they brought in some young ones, you know. So it was okay. You couldn't beat Miss Jenkins. She was just as good a teacher as anybody want to see. And she knew what she was doing.
Now, how did they choose to name the school after her? Do you remember how that happened?
Yes, because she was the oldest teacher. See, she was the head of this one that was down here, the old school. So that's why they named it after her. Yeah, but she was the first principal down here. She just died in, when did Jenkins die? 43, 44. I believe she died in 44. I'm sure she did, because I was in service and she.
So they chose to name it after her, right?
Yeah.
After she died?
Yeah. Yep.
What was it called before that?
Just the Grady School. That's all. I ain't never known no other name. Mm-hmm. That's just like the white school over there. That's what it was called, Grady, the Grady School. Now, what's the name now? What's the name of the school over there?
I think it's just Davidson Elementary.
Yeah. School. Okay.
Now, how do you think that the school here compared to the white school?
When it was in session. I don't know. I can't say that, because we had some pretty smart kids over here. But smart everywhere, you know. But we had some pretty bright kids in school here, and some of them left and went far and near.
Are there any people that you think are particularly notable you graduates of this school, people who went through there? If you...
No, I don't know of any. I don't know of it. Became teachers or doctors or lawyers, something like that. That what he's speaking about?
Or anything, yeah. You know.
Yeah, I know one. One guy became a teacher, and he's in Atlanta, Georgia, and became principal of his school. He is retired now. And the black girl, Tappy, what her name is, she's a preacher, assistant preacher.
Oh, Brenda.
Yeah. And I don't know of any. Don't know of any other ones.
Or any athletes or anything like that that went on? Any of your basketball stars of the team?
A couple guys left for football, but they didn't make the team.
Now, do you have a football team here?
A get-together team. You know, see, all of this here was open field before they built that new part back there. And that's where we played football. And had a baseball team, too. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot that, yeah. And that was over here where the drugstore is, the CV drugstore. All that field down there, with baseball. We had some, there was some real ball players here. All of them did come out of this town, but they were in the neighborhood. Yeah. And after they took that and moved over here across from Exxon in that vacant field over there, well, that belonged to Dale Sicardi, so I've been told. And they were going to build wonders in there, so they had to move out from there, and they had them drove a pig out there. Too much traffic on the road, too congested. They want that to be the main entrance into Davidson College coming off of 77. Excuse me.
Sir.
Well, young man, that's about all I can tell you.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you seen this? I didn't know if you remember that. Vinnie Moore gave me that. I just thought you might appreciate looking at it.
Hey.
And we're trying to find, I think Ken Norton has an original one, the color, or the bigger, you know, a bigger picture.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to get one of those to put up at the center.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe I'm on this thing. Huh? No, I don't think I'm on this one.
You think that was after you graduated, or?
Yeah, this is not my place.
I bet you recognize people though, huh?
Yeah, I recognize a few of them. Yeah, it'd sure better if you get a hold of Kenneth Norton's.
Yeah, I talked with him the other day, and he's trying to get a copy.
He does have one, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we're going to put up an exhibit or something to hang up over there.
Uh-huh.
So that people can visit and, you know, remember a lot of this.
Yeah.
So we're looking for any kind of pictures or anything. Or if there's any kind of old, you know, yearbooks or anything from the school.
Yeah, okay. 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 I got some... I got a class picture somewhere, but not here. I think it's down at my sister's in her picture book.
Huh.
Yeah, I think it's down there.
Because I think it'd be real neat to have, you know, several of them up over there so people can go look at their class.
Yeah. And have fun looking at them, laughing about how you looked and all that. Yeah. It would be nice.
Kids.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Now, when did you move over here, close to the school?
'46.
So
I got out of the army. Yeah. I wouldn't stay in this house, but I was staying in the house there down the hill.
Have you stayed in Davidson ever since then?
Ever since.